A rippling golden image of old film studio buildings. The buildings are reflected in the gold edges of the Warner Brothers shield, the letters WB in its centre. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Shafts of light spill out of a doorway that opens in the base of a letter V. Virtual Studios. Sunlight penetrates the surface of deep blue water. Warner Brothers Pictures presents, in association with Virtual Studios, Iradiant Production, Next Entertainment, Irwin Allen Productions, Synthesis Entertainment Production. A Wolfgang Petersen film. Josh Lucas. Kurt Russell. And Richard Dreyfuss. The hull of a ship cuts through the sea. Poseidon. On the surface, a huge modern luxury liner ploughs across the calm sea under a clear blue sky dotted with clouds. Emmy Rossum. Jacinda Barrett. On the side of the ship's hull is its name, Poseidon. Mike Vogel, Mia Maestro, Kevin Dillon, Freddy Rodriguez, Jimmy Bennett, Stacey Ferguson, and Andre Brower. A lone jogger about 40 years of age pounds along the deck of the Poseidon in the early morning sun. The jogger runs along the main deck past a line of orange lifeboats. Five further passenger decks tower up above him. He runs upstairs, interconnecting them to the top deck. Visual effects supervisor, Boyd Shermis. Music supervisor, Maureen Crowe. Music by Klaus Badelt. A huge sun deck and a covered swimming pool are at the stern of the ship. Edited by Peter Honess, ACE. Production designer, William Sandell. Director of photography, John Seal, ACS, ASC. Executive producers, Kevin Burns, John Jashny, Sheila Allen, Benjamin Weisbrenn. Produced by Wolfgang Petersen, Duncan Henderson, Mike Fleisch, Akiva Goldsman, based on the novel by Paul Gallico. Screenplay by Mark Protasevich. The jogger runs up onto the top deck of the Poseidon and leans on the rail. He looks out over the tranquil sea, where the sun throws golden shafts of light through the thin clouds. Directed by Wolfgang Petersen. Towards the stern of the ship in a luxurious cabin, a young couple, Jennifer and Christian, sit facing each other on a sofa.
When?
Today.
Yeah, when today?
Please, I'll tell him.
Ramsey, a man of about 50, wanders in. The couple quickly spring apart.
Hey kids, how we doing? We're good. Good.
And I wasn't trying to surprise you.
We weren't really surprised, sir. Christian, do you think it's possible for you to stop calling me, sir?
I really feel old when you do that.
Christian shrugs and gives the thumbs up.
You know, I thought we had an agreement here.
Dad, we're just sitting. People sit.
Look, honey, I'm not trying to give you guys a hard time, but we have discussed this. You know, it's technically you're under my roof still, and I don't feel comfortable with the two of you in
Stop.
Here.
Have you seen the size of this boat? Don't you think that we could find about a zillion places to do that thing you think we want to do if we
Jennifer,
wanted to?
I'm simply saying.
No, I'm over your patronizing tone, okay? I'm really over it.
She marches off and disappears up some stairs. Ramsey sips his drink. Christian looks awkward and stands up.
Hey, is she like this with you?
Christian shakes his head. On one of the service decks, uniformed crew mill around as they go about their various tasks. Elena, a young Hispanic woman in a denim jacket, looks around at the staff as she makes her way up a flight of stairs. In a spectacular lobby on board the ship, glass-fronted elevators carry passengers up and down between the various decks. Elena bumps into the jogger, Dylan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm trying to find the galley.
I think it's off limits to guests.
Not so much for a rules person.
Dylan looks round.
Quite a lobby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the first time you've been through here?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you missed the tour then, huh? But you had to come through here when we boarded, didn't you?
Elena looks awkward.
Through that door is a service corridor. Take a left, all the way to the end.
Gracias.
De nada.
Nelson, a man in his 60s, talks on a mobile.
Hi, it's me. Could you call me? Please? I'm actually begging, aren't I? I'd like you to call me at midnight. You know, for old time's sake. Bye.
In the busy galley, cooks are hard at work. Elena wanders in. A man in a waiter's uniform, Valentine, grabs her hand.
Hey, you were supposed to stay inside. That was the deal.
The TV isn't working. I'm cramped. I'm going crazy there.
He leads her by the hand to a quieter part of the galley.
Just, Elena, I could lose my job for this, you know?
It's not that I'm not grateful, Valentine. I'm so bored.
You hungry? You must be hungry.
He hands her a plate of food.
Now, Elena, listen, look at me. Promise me you will not come out again.
Mm-hmm.
As she munches a carrot, he kisses her forehead. That night, the sea is still calm. The Poseidon sails on, illuminated by hundreds of lights and a full moon. Inside, Captain Bradford addresses the passengers from a stage.
The ocean has always been the cradle of rebirth. Since man first emerged from these salty depths, we have looked to water as a chance to begin anew. Poseidon was the god of the sea. He made his home on the ocean floor in a palace of coral and gems. And so, what better way to celebrate the birth of a new year than born on the back of the old fellow himself? May you all have clear sailing in the new year and all the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Gloria. Woo!
Gloria, a sultry singer, takes the mic. On a balcony overlooking the stage and dance floor, Dylan sits at a poker table with several other players. Amongst them is Ramsey.
5,000.
5,000 to call.
Goddamn, boy. You got some mighty big ones on you.
Dylan's face is impassive. The other man throws in his hand.
Hey, honey.
Yes, sir.
Get Lucky Larry another drink, would you? Martini, okay, babe? There's blood in the water tonight.
5,000 to call, sir.
You know, I think there's more money in that pot than my old man made in a year. 5 and 10.
15 to call.
Happiest time of my life is when I was broke. Make it 20.
Let's make it 20. And let's make it 40.
Ramsey eyes Dylan across the table.
You miss being mayor.
You ever win?
The dealer.
40 more to you, sir.
God damn, this is getting good.
Hey, Dad.
What's
up? We're going downstairs.
All right, have fun. Hey, Jen.
What?
Come on. I can see, you know?
The twins? Yeah.
Can you just... one more button, please?
Jennifer fastens up her top.
Pair of fives, huh, Dad?
She and Christian go.
Oh, God.
Ramsey smiles.
All in.
Down on the stage, Gloria, a voluptuous blonde in a red dress, steps up to the mic for another number.
I'll never let you go. So never let me go. I will be your journey, and you will be my road.
Dylan bumps into a boy playing a handheld computer game.
Oh, hey, kid, you all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How much for the game?
I don't know. What's it worth to you?
Let me guess. You're minding your own business, and those chips jump right out in front of you.
I wasn't watching where I was going.
Come on, sweetheart. Let's go.
Dylan straightens up.
Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
Hey, guess what? Your friend, the captain, wants you to blow the New Year's horn.
No way. Mom?
Go. Connor?
Thanks, sorry, bye.
Great kid.
Yeah, he is. Still amazes me, actually.
So, the captain's table. It's a nice place to spend New Year's Eve. Does your husband...
Oh, that work much?
What?
The tentative mention of a husband I'm supposed to correct. Even though you clucked my wedding finger twice already?
Usually works better than that, yeah. Normally, what you get on these cruise ships is your desperate single woman hoping to meet a guy, and you sure don't fit the bill.
Sure.
That's not actually supposed to generate a thank you, is it?
He takes drinks from a waiter and hands her one.
Maggie Jenks.
Dylan.
What do you do, Mr. Dylan?
First name. Somebody's gonna drink too much and get into a fight with their wife or husband. And come up here and start buying chips in a frenzy any night, but particularly tonight. And I take their money. That's what I do. Professionally.
That's supposed to be sexy?
Depends, was it?
Nice to meet you, first name Dylan.
She turns and walks away. Dylan grins and sips his drink. In the ship's nightclub, Christian and Jennifer dance cheek to cheek under a glitter ball. Elena stands at the edge of the dance floor and smiles as she watches all the people on the crowded floor. Christian and Jennifer dance close together. Elena finds a glittery headband which says, Happy New Year. In the ballroom, Gloria leads the revelers. Seated at a table a little away from the dance floor is Nelson. A waitress approaches him.
Decided, sir?
We will have the Romano Conti 1988, please.
Very well, sir.
Nelson, my treat.
That's a $5,000 bottle of wine.
Carpe diem, my friend. Carpe diem.
Nelson sips a cocktail glumly.
There was no work crisis.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I lied. Apparently, the one who really missed the boat in London was me. He's met someone. He didn't mean to hurt me. He never thought that this would happen to him. I'm sure that you know this whole song, so I don't have to sing it for you. I think I'll get some air. And then we'll have some wine. Lots and lots of wine.
On the bridge.
Old acquaintance.
Quiet. You should go half. All right.
Gentlemen, keep it down.
An officer, Reynolds, walks across the bridge, listening intently.
You feel that?
One of the other crewmen listens. Reynolds shakes his head.
Something's off.
Here we go!
Connor is on the stage between the captain and Gloria. He blows an air horn. Maggie raises her glass to him. The dance floor is showered with streamers and balloons which drop down from the ceiling. Captain Bradford clinks glasses with Gloria. On the balcony overlooking the dance floor, Ramsay turns away from the revelers with a somber expression. On the service deck and in the galley, the crew celebrate. In the nightclub, Elena sips a glass of champagne. Christian and Jennifer share a lingering kiss. Out on deck, Nelson checks his mobile for messages.
You have no messages.
Downcast, Nelson looks out to sea, then tosses his phone into the water. On the bridge, Reynolds looks out of the window through a pair of binoculars.
No.
He lowers the binoculars, and his eyes widen.
No.
Hard to starboard! Starboard engines! Full of stern!
Starboard engines! Full of stern!
I got it! Come on! Turn!
A rotation indicator shows the degree of turn the ship has achieved. Out on the deck, Nelson starts to climb over the railing, but stops when he sees something out to sea. A gigantic tidal wave is sweeping towards the ship from the horizon. As it gets closer, it blocks out Nelson's view of the full moon. He dashes back inside, on the bridge.
Come on, come on!
Reynolds struggles to get the ship to turn its bow to the wave. Outside, the tsunami bears down on the ship like a serpent about to strike. Down below, the revelers continue unawares. The passengers panic. Maggie calls to Connor on the stage. She struggles through the mass of people towards him. Bewildered, Nelson looks around. The ship is side on to the wave when it strikes. On the bridge, the crew see the wave loom over the prow. The wave breaks across the full length of the ship, smashing into it with colossal force. The crew on the bridge are knocked off their feet. The revelers on the dance floor lose their footing and slide across the room. A desperate Connor hangs onto a piano that's nailed to the ground. People in the ship's swimming pool are tipped out of it. Others in the dining room skid across the floor. As the ship lists further to port, revelers in the nightclub are crushed by a falling lighting gantry. Christian clings desperately onto a railing. Water surges across the deck. In the galley, a chef is thrown across the floor. People topple from high balconies in the restaurant. Sparks fill the engine room as the Poseidon slowly keels over onto its side. The ship's funnel disappears under the waves. Water bursts into the bridge, flooding it. Christian loses his grip on the railing and falls, skidding across the nightclub floor. He slams into the collapsed lighting gantry. Debris and bodies float in the water beneath the ship. People skid across the ceiling of the ballroom. A man in the galley screams as equipment hurtles towards him, crushing him. The glass elevators in the lobby come away from the wall. A woman is thrown from one and falls to her death on the ceiling of the lobby as the ship turns over. A series of explosions tear down the side of the ship. Inside, members of the crew are caught up in the explosions as a ball of flame races down the corridor they're in. The ship lurches a few more degrees to port until it sits upside down in the water. On the submerged bridge, members of the crew hang lifeless in the water. The lights on the ship go out. Explosions continue throughout the ship, illuminating the water. On the surface, the ship's exposed propellers grind to a halt. In the ballroom, several small fires are burning. The lights come back up, revealing a scene of total chaos. The huge ceiling chandeliers are now in the center of the floor. Dylan sits up in the wreckage and, wincing, rubs his ear. Nelson digs himself out from under a pile of chairs and looks around. As Maggie picks herself up, a woman is busy smothering one of the fires with a tablecloth. Captain Bradford is helped to his feet by Gloria. Maggie calls out. She gawps open-mouthed at a dead woman nearby. Ramsay pushes two corpses off him and sits up, gasping and shell-shocked. The glitter ball in the nightclub continues to turn. A woman slips beside it. Broken electricity cables short out, and a man runs past with his shirt on fire. A man is hit by another falling gantry. Jennifer walks through the mayhem looking for Christian. She sees him trapped under a lighting gantry and goes over to him. As she touches him, he comes too.
Are you okay?
Hey. My leg's pinned.
They tug at the gantry.
Come on.
It doesn't budge. Elena lends a hand.
Audrey! Quiet, Audrey! Again, 1, 2, 3!
The women try to lift it.
Hey, lady! Up there!
Connor is on the underside of the piano, high up on the ceiling.
Some help over here!
Scooch back from the edge!
Hey!
Be careful!
Grab the side of that!
Okay.
Fireman, we're gonna get him down safe and sound, okay? You'll be all right, Connor! Come on, kid! Jump! Right now!
Connor jumps from the piano and lands in the curtain Ramsay holds. Maggie hugs Connor to her. In the nightclub, Jennifer and Elena are still struggling to lift the gantry off Christian. Water from a sprinkler system makes contact with a naked power line. People standing in the water are electrocuted. Elena and Jennifer watch horrified as people spasm with the current. A man is electrocuted and his charred body collapses onto the ground. As the women gasp in horror, Christian heaves at the gantry that's trapping his leg.
Move this thing!
We need something to leverage this.
No.
Christian grabs Jennifer's hand.
I'll go. It's just dead people, right?
Elena looks around. Captain Bradford addresses the passengers.
Now, we're not sure exactly what happened here, but our best guess is that we were struck by what is known as a rogue wave. They're rare, they're unpredictable, and they are lethal. Now, the good news. The instant this ship was struck, emergency GPS locator beacons were launched, so we are at most several hours from rescue.
Are we sinking? Get out!
Please, do yourself a favor. Follow the directions of my officers and stay calm. This room is a giant air bubble holding up the ship. Once these bulkhead doors are sealed, we'll be safe from gas leaks, fire, and flooding. We will be safe.
Dylan looks thoughtfully at a plan of the ship on the wall. Fish swim past a submerged porthole, looking in on the upturned ballroom. Dylan searches the body of a dead crew member. He finds a flick knife and tests its action, then folds it away and puts it in his pocket. Connor sees him searching the dead man.
What are you doing?
I'm getting out of here.
Where are you going?
Going up and out through the bottom.
Wait, how are you gonna get out of the bottom of the boat? That's the part that's all sealed up.
Ramsay and Bradford.
In the nightclub.
We have people up there, Mr. Ramsay. I'm confident they're dealing with it.
You're confident? You can't reach them, can you? I mean, what if they're dead?
Then your daughter is dead too, and leaving this room won't help. Half the people here have family somewhere on board. You know disaster scenarios. These folks start climbing all over each other trying to search the ship. They're going to get themselves killed.
How do I get up there, Captain?
Sir, I'm truly sorry, but you need to stay here where it's safe.
How do I get
you
up?
You may not leave this boat.
Excuse me?
I'm within my authority to compel you to stay, you know that?
No. Yes. Captain, I understand you have no choice. There's sick and injured people here. You need to stay with them. But I am going to find my daughter, and don't for one second think you can stop me.
Ramsay marches off. Maggie and Connor find Dylan.
Dylan! What did you say to him?
Mom, there's holes at the bottom of the ship with propellers in them.
You can't get out that way, sweetie. Please tell him you can't.
Will you please take me and my mom?
Tell him you can't, please.
But I can.
You think you can get us off this boat safely?
What? Us? No.
Hey, we're going out through the bow thrusters.
Captain's saying we should stay here.
I wouldn't put a lot of faith in what the captain has to say. I'm an architect. These ships weren't designed to stay afloat upside down.
You know this ship?
I know ships, yeah.
You know where the disco is?
Yeah, it's one story down, which is now up. You suddenly in the mood to go dancing?
My daughter's in there. Dylan, listen to me. Hey, Dylan, wait. Let's stick together here. We'll get my daughter, and then we can help each other find a way out.
Look, man, I work better on my own. No offense.
None taken. So, where's the nearest vertical access?
I'll know it when I find it.
Valentine appears.
You work here, right?
Yeah.
Where's the nearest vertical access?
Service stairs, like in the galley.
All right, whatever you earn in a year, I'll double it if you take us there right now.
Triple it.
You got a plan, and now we got a map.
If you're coming, keep up.
Go.
Hey, Mom, are we going with them?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Dylan and Valentine go on ahead. Ramsay helps Connor and Maggie up onto the underside of the stairs he's standing on. He then helps Nelson up after them. Clutching his injured arm, Captain Bradford watches the party begin to make their way up. He calls up to them.
Ramsay! You know we have to seal the bulkhead doors!
To a crewman.
Seal the doors.
Yes, sir.
Dylan leads his party of would-be escapees into a service corridor and pushes a metal shelving unit out of their way. Valentine helps Connor over an obstacle.
Don't touch anything, sweetie.
Dylan peers into the room ahead, which is in chaos. Fires burn here and there. The bulkhead doors close behind the party, cutting them off from the ballroom. Elena in the nightclub.
I know it's been a while, Garden, and I've been out of touch, but please, please, please be with me. Be with me. Be with me.
She covers over a dead woman with her denim jacket and crosses herself, then starts to climb up a collapsed lighting gantry. Suddenly, a hand grabs her arm. It's Lucky Larry, one of the gamblers who was playing with Ramsay and Dylan earlier.
What the hell did you go and do to all these people?
The escape party makes its way through the remains of the galley.
Hey, those are the service stairs, right?
Yeah, service stairs behind this. People, we got a problem.
There's a fire up ahead.
Hey, Matt, what's through here?
Yeah, that's the service elevator.
Ramsay, Valentine, and Dylan try to force the elevator doors open.
Find something to pry with.
They use a heavy-bladed butcher's knife to force the doors apart, then Dylan and Valentine push them open. Dylan shines a torch into the shaft. There's a long drop down to some sharp, pointy bits of twisted metal at the bottom. He looks up the long shaft, which stretches into the distance, then shines the torch on two more doors directly across the shaft opposite them.
What's through there? Is there a way up?
More stairs.
Okay, let's find something.
Up at the top of the shaft, the lift mechanism judders unstably, and oil drips from it. Dylan and the others push a long metal table across the shaft to make a bridge over to the other doors.
Hit the front.
One, two, three.
Armed with a metal bar, Dylan walks across the table and tries to force the doors on the far side open with the bar. They won't budge.
I can't get leverage. Hey, what if we go through up there?
The entertainment section's up there.
Come get me a hand.
We'll hold it steady for you. You'll be all right. It's okay.
Come on.
Go. Come on.
Nelson steps onto the makeshift bridge.
Now put your back up against this wall.
Yeah.
The fire starts to flare up in the galley behind the others. Nelson gets across the bridge.
Give me a stirrup.
Nelson helps Dylan up and he climbs up to the next lift doors above the ones he couldn't open. These doors are already partially open and Dylan pushes them apart easily. He clears some debris out of his way and climbs out into the corridor beyond. He turns back to the others.
Okay. Send the kid, come on.
Don't look down.
Connor steps onto the bridge.
All right. That's it. Don't look down, honey.
Up above, the lift mechanism creaks ominously.
It's okay.
It's okay, son. Come
it's
on.
Okay.
It's
That's it. Look.
It's good.
Nelson takes Connor's hand.
Pick your hands up.
Reach your hands up to him.
Nelson passes Connor up to Dylan.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Good boy.
Okay, come on, Maggie.
Maggie crosses over the makeshift bridge to Nelson, who takes her hand.
Okay. Up. 1, 2, 3.
Nelson lifts her up to Dylan.
Okay. I got this.
As Ramsay crosses over the bridge, the lift's mechanism begins to judder up above him. Nelson starts to slip as he gives Ramsay a lift up to Dylan. Valentine pushes the table back in place as it was threatening to fall into the shaft.
Thank you, gorgeous. My name's Valentine.
Valentine. I love that name.
Valentine crosses over to Nelson.
You go first.
Come on.
You go first.
Valentine gives Nelson a hand up.
Come on, give me your hand.
Give me your foot.
Ramsay and Dylan grab hold of Nelson. Suddenly, the lift mechanism gives way in the shaft up above, and it falls partway down and jams again. The shock knocks the table free, and it falls down the shaft, leaving Valentine clinging onto Nelson's legs. Ramsay and Dylan struggle to hold them.
He's gonna take them both down!
Stay back, sweetie. Here.
I'm gonna anchor! Hold on to him!
Help me up!
It's okay.
Ramsay leaves Dylan to hold them, and secures Dylan's foot with a belt. Valentine slips down Nelson's leg until he's just clinging onto his ankle. Nelson reaches a hand down to Valentine.
I'm losing him.
Ramsay hangs onto Dylan, who holds onto Nelson. Burning debris falls and the lift mechanism starts to slip again.
Take him off! No! We both die!
No! I'm so sorry!
Nelson tries to shake off Valentine. Nelson kicks Valentine away from him as the broken lift once again hurtles down the shaft. Dylan pulls Nelson out of the shaft just in the nick of time. Valentine falls to his death on the spikes below and is then crushed by the lift. An explosion roars up the shaft.
Come on!
Ramsay and Dylan close the doors just in time. The explosion's felt in the ballroom.
Captain!
That felt like a galley.
Gas shutoffs must have malfunctioned.
Well, the doors open. Will they keep the fire out?
Yes, Captain.
God rest our souls.
Bloodied, Bradford shakes his head grimly. The escape party take a few moments to catch their breath. Ramsay picks up a metal bar and walks over to a door. He forces it open.
I'll take a look.
Ramsay steps through the door. Maggie closes her eyes. Using his jacket to protect his hands from the hot metal, Nelson forces the lift doors open. He looks down the shaft to the flaming wreckage at the bottom. He takes his glasses off and wipes his eyes. Dylan walks over to Nelson and looks down the shaft, then stares at Nelson, who stares back. Ramsay re-emerges from the doorway.
Come on, I think I found a way.
Nelson goes over to Ramsay. Dylan stares after him. Maggie steps up to Dylan. Shaken, Dylan follows after the others. In the nightclub, Jennifer and Elena are using a metal bar to try and lever up the gantry off Christian's trapped leg.
Maybe you can move your leg. Try putting it up some.
Two girls squawking at you, and nowhere to run. You are in hell, boy.
Any of you skirts ever change a goddamn tire?
Enlighten us, cowboy.
Ooh, feisty.
Never really works to pull, when all you really needed was some good pushing.
Know what I mean?
You just hurry up and lift the damn thing!
All right, grab hold.
3, 2, 1, come on!
All right, hold on. We got ourselves a situation.
We can do this! Come on! 3, 2, 1,
Jennifer, Elena, and Lucky Larry heave on the bar again. This time the gantry is raised and Christian escapes from it.
Happy New Year! Happy goddamn New Year!
As Elena and Jennifer help Christian along, Ramsay makes his way into the nightclub. They see him up ahead.
What?
Ramsay steps closer.
Daddy.
Jennifer runs over to him and they embrace.
It's all right.
Dylan checks the possible routes out of the nightclub, then joins the others who are trying to make Christian comfortable. They lay him on the floor. Maggie turns to Connor.
Give me your water and your hanky, sweetie. I think it's just a cut, but I want to clean it anyway, okay?
Enough for a way out of here.
Maggie rips Christian's trousers and examines the wound.
Chris. Yeah. Thank you. Very much. Sir, I didn't. She saved me.
Nelson talks to Elena.
Are you okay?
Just a bad headache.
Here, finish this.
A bottle of water.
We have a lot of around here is water. My name is Nelson.
They shake hands.
Elena, how bad is it?
It's very bad. Were you with someone?
Yeah. Not really. My brother's in the hospital. I didn't have any money to get to New York, so I meet this guy at a club. He works on a ship. He says I can bunk with him, you know, for passage. He was pretty nice.
Connor walks up to Dylan as he examines a door.
What you doing?
Thinking. You?
Thinking. What are you thinking about exactly?
Well, I figure this door is the way up. I'm thinking what's behind it.
Connor reaches for it.
Hey, easy there, Fireball. Watch.
He splashes it with water and it sizzles.
Connor! Hey, Connor, what are you doing?
Hey, Mom, this door's the way up.
Don't walk off from me like that, okay?
The others arrive.
Oh, hey, it's the other guy. Hey. Yeah, Robert, that door's extremely hot. But it's our only choice here. What do you think?
Let's give it a shot.
Now, I'm hoping it was a flash fire, but this whole area could be superheated still, right?
You tour on a sub?
I wouldn't call it touring.
No.
Dylan opens the door with a mop. Ramsey squirts a fire extinguisher, but there's no fire.
Flash fire.
Good call. It's all right. So how long were you in the Navy?
Too long.
I feel like I know your dad.
Jennifer smiles.
He was mayor of New York for a while. When I was a kid.
Cool.
It wasn't.
The escape party walk on and find themselves in another room. They're on the balcony halfway up the now inverted grand lobby, the bottom of which is now submerged. Water cascades down the walls from leaks higher up.
Another way up. Anybody?
I've been sneaking around this ship for days. This is it.
All right, then we climb.
It's gonna hold?
It's possible, it is. Steel. Look at a monkey boy. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Chris, what are you doing? Come back!
Chris clambers onto the broken track for one of the glass lifts.
I think it'll hold.
He clambers out along it, over the drop to the water below. The others follow him.
Go easy.
Elena looks down to the swirling water below, then closes her eyes.
Elena! You're halfway there, come on. Chris, wait. Come back and get Connor.
Connor, put your foot right where my foot is and go to Robert.
There you go. Put your hand right there. Okay, hang on, I'll grab
it. Larry looks down at the drop.
Grace.
He drinks from a hip flask.
Might want to take it easy on that.
Ramsey helps Connor across to Chris.
You got him, Chris?
Yeah, I got him.
Excellent, 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 yes.
Elena joins Nelson on the far side.
You got her?
Okay, here you go.
Maggie starts to cross the twisted metal track.
Okay, baby, it's your turn.
Hell no, lucky Larry's ready to go.
What?
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry. Yeah, I forgot. Big hero. Rescued all those women and children from the fires. Got elected. Man of the people. But you're not the boss anymore. You quit. Couldn't hack it. If I recall correctly, you couldn't even hang on to your wife.
Ramsay makes a move.
Come on. Come on.
Dad, let it go, okay? Please.
Daddy, please. Come on.
Dylan laughs.
Hey, man. Hey, you got it. Knock yourself out. It's okay.
Go ahead. Assholes, both of you.
You're right.
Larry jumps down onto the track.
I'm not gonna let you bring me down with you.
Not by your short hair.
You don't just get the nickname Lucky Larry. You gotta be lucky.
Hip flask in hand, Larry starts to climb along the track, which spans the void to the other side of the lobby. He drops his flask.
Oh! No! Damn! Hey, who's shooting at us?
A huge engine component smashes through the ceiling. It falls to the ground, taking the broken track and Larry with it. It cuts Dylan, Jennifer, and Ramsay off from the others. Fuel pours down from the hole in the ceiling into the water below. The fuel on the surface of the water ignites, the flames racing back up the spout of fuel gushing down from the roof, forming a huge column of fire in the center of the lobby. Ramsay, Jennifer, and Dylan duck back from the blaze.
So, we gotta go back down one level and we find another way up.
What? Go back down? We just came through there. There's another way. You go that way and you die.
We didn't look through every corridor. We'll find another way.
Robert, you do whatever you want. I'm getting across.
Now, wait a minute. You got a better idea, Dylan.
No, I'm all here. Robert, I don't got another way, but I'm getting across. Just give me a minute.
You get stuck here, you'll die. Come on, man. We're going. Let's go.
Daddy, I can't. I'm sorry.
What?
Dylan, can you get me across?
Jen, baby girl.
No!
Dylan finds a fire hose in a closet. Jennifer shows Ramsay a diamond engagement ring and puts it on her finger.
Chris asked me to marry him.
Ramsay nods.
I love him. I need to find a way to go with
no,
him.
No, Jen, you need to listen to me for a second.
I'm not going back.
We're not going back.
Hate to break up the family therapy, but you still looking for a way across?
Yes.
Dylan loops the fire hose over a rail, then holding one end of it, dives into the flaming water below. Ramsay and Jennifer watch as Dylan swims under the water, the fuel still burning on its surface above him. He swims on past debris and a dead body until he surfaces in a clear patch of water on the far side of the lobby. He climbs out with the hose, and Chris climbs down towards him.
Hey, did you miss me?
Ramsay shakes his head. Dylan climbs up to join Nelson and the others, then ties off the fire hose.
What do you need? Right, take the slack.
He and Christian make sure the hose is secure. It now forms a zip line running down from where Jennifer and Ramsay are to them.
Hey, Ramsay! Come on! I did the hard part.
Ramsay turns to Jennifer.
You couldn't even find your way home from school. We live two blocks away.
I remember, Dad.
Hey, Ramsay, come on!
Ramsay walks off as Jennifer removes her belt.
Daddy?
He's disappeared.
Come on, Jen, you'll be fine. Come on!
Jenny! Now, what kind of kid can't find her way home?
I was 7, by the way.
So what do you think? Too big for a piggyback ride? All right. All right, baby, hold on. Here we go.
Hang on, baby!
She hangs onto Ramsay and he slides down the hose using a bent brass pipe.
You're okay.
They get across safely. Dylan turns to Ramsay.
You want to hit me?
Actually, you're doing pretty good. So far. Can we keep going here?
Yeah, let's go. This way's the best way out.
They head off. Under the water, another explosion rips across the deck of the stricken ship. The hull, exposed to the night air, shifts slightly in the water. Thin spiderweb-like cracks begin to appear in the windows of the submerged ballroom. Captain Bradford notices them and watches with alarm as they begin to spread. The passengers become aware that something is wrong and begin to panic. Water starts to spray in through the cracks in the glass, and rivets around the frames begin to pop. Water begins to gush in around one of the broken windows. Panicking passengers start to release the bulkhead doors. More water gushes in. Gloria walks up to Captain Bradford and hugs him tearfully. The windows give way and water floods into the ballroom, knocking the people off their feet, swamping them all. In the lobby, the escape party hear the cries of the dying. Maggie reassures Connor.
You're okay.
The others listen uncomfortably to the screams. Ramsay shakes his head.
Let's go.
They move on. The surging water at the bottom of the lobby starts to froth, and the flames on its surface go out. Dylan breaks the glass on a rack of four emergency torches. Holding one of them, he leads the others on.
Come on!
Well, let's go. Look for a way up, everybody.
Dylan finds a yellow painted metal door.
I got an access hatch here!
Over here!
Dylan starts to open it and water pours in from behind it. He quickly ratchets it closed again.
Dylan, we got water coming in over here!
He goes over to where water is indeed pouring in, flooding the corridor. A dead body is carried along in the flow.
Back up!
Ramsay finds a ventilation shaft.
Did it? I got something here!
He and Chris pull the cover off it.
Chris, get that corner.
We can't all fit in there. We don't even know where he goes.
If we stay here, we drown. Let's go! We gotta keep moving up!
Oh my God!
Ramsay gets in.
I got a vertical shaft up ahead, about 10 yards.
Looks like it leads to the upper level.
Chris?
Might as well give him a chance to kick me in the
head. Come on, Chris!
Chris climbs into the vent after Ramsay. They crawl along to the junction point ahead. The shaft splits two ways, up and down. Ramsay struggles to climb up. In the vent, Chris turns to Jennifer, who's just behind him.
We're good. The shaft leads up.
Keep on moving.
Connor and Maggie follow just behind Jennifer. Jennifer reaches the junction point and starts to climb up the shaft after Ramsay and Chris. Chris squeezes through a narrow aperture to join Ramsay.
God, how the hell did you fit through here?
Connor reaches the junction point and looks down the vent.
Mom, don't look down, okay?
Elena and Dylan are left.
Elena,
I'll be the last one. You go.
Elena,
you go.
Just get in the vent.
I went here and it'll be
fine.
Fine.
No,
get in the vent. Elena,
the water's rising.
Elena, get in the vent.
Elena, if you don't go, we don't go.
What? What?
Dylan and Nelson carry her in.
It seems. Congratulations.
Are in order, Chris.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad she finally told you.
Yeah, well, tradition might have had you coming to me first.
Yeah, I realized that. And I wanted to, I really did, but she made me promise not to say anything. She's very careful when it comes to you, sir.
Let me out! Let me out!
Oh,
Let me out.
Elena! Elena! Elena. Take my foot! Grab my ankle, that's it. That's it. That's it. Come
on. Panicking, Elena grabs Nelson's ankle and follows after him. Ramsay reaches the top of the vent, but it's blocked by a grill. He tries to force it open. It won't budge. He pokes his finger through the grill to reach one of the screws holding it in place.
Elena, we're gonna go up now.
At the junction point, Elena looks fearfully down the vent and sees water at the bottom. More water starts to flood into the access vent, soaking Dylan, who looks anxiously back at the rising water. Ramsay tries to bash the grill off the end of the vent with his elbow, but it won't move. Nelson misses his footing and slips partway back down the vent, stopping just above Elena.
Oh my God! I'm stuck!
Oh my God! He's stuck! He's in there!
need to reach up and help. Come on, I need to reach up and help and just reach out.
Ramsay elbows the grill with all his strength, but it continues to hold fast.
Connor! Connor, can you crawl up here?
In the room they left from, the water level is rising fast and pouring into the vent.
I'm gonna die!
Now, you feel that screw on the other side?
Yeah.
Turn it to the left.
Yeah.
You got it?
Hey, Nelson tells me you're on your way to see your little brother. Is he older or younger?
He's younger.
Younger?
Yeah, he was always so small.
Elena, you don't want your little brother to think you didn't come. You understand? Just reach up and grab Nelson's foot.
I'm so scared.
Come on.
Please.
Promise me I get to see.
I want you to reach up and grab Nelson's foot, Elena.
Promise me I get to see.
Okay, I promise. I promise you'll see him. Just reach up. There you go. Now, come on. Just breathe. Come on, you got it. Push, Elena. Push him up. That's it.
The water's rising fast.
We need something up here we can use as a screwdriver. A coin, a ring, anything.
I can't even get into my pocket.
Wait!
Elena takes off her crucifix.
Oh, I bet that would be ironic.
The water has reached Dylan.
Connor, you're gonna do this.
Don't worry.
Here we go.
Hurry!
It's up to Dylan's chest. Connor gets a screw undone as Dylan's face is submerged. Connor pokes his small hand through the grill again and undoes a second screw. Ramsay pushes the grill open and scrambles out into the room above, followed by the others. Dylan bursts up above the surface of the water and follows the others up out of the vent. They find themselves in some kind of boiler room. Chris finds a door. The door won't open.
This thing's sealed from the other side.
It's the only way out.
Except for this, maybe.
Another vent? No, not again.
No, wait a minute. What's this up here?
There's a hatch in the roof.
Dylan, give me your hand.
Chris tries to open it.
I need somebody's help.
Dylan climbs up and helps Chris unscrew the hatch. It drops open.
Two more levels after this. Come on.
Dylan scrambles up through the hatch. Maggie looks over her shoulder and sees the water is now pouring up out of the vent they climbed out of. The party emerges into a large, empty, metal-walled room.
Oh my God, what is this place?
This is a ballast tank. They fill these up to keep the ship stable. That valve right there leads to the tank next door. That may be our way through.
Maybe. What other way
is
there?
It's a pressure valve. Won't open unless there's tremendous pressure.
Oh, don't tell us we're trapped.
No, it'll open.
How?
By flooding this entire tank.
What?
Exactly.
No. That's insane.
No,
Dylan,
you don't even know if it's gonna open.
Nuts.
Wait a minute, we drown ourselves?
Oh, no, no one's drowning. That valve will open and the water will carry us from one tank to the next until we find another open hatch.
That's crazy.
I don't even know there's another open hatch.
Or if we can find it before we run out of air.
It's our only option.
What about the AC vent down there? We never tried that.
Yeah, let's try the new vent.
I can't go back there. I'm sorry. Just go without me. I can't.
Mom, the water's coming!
Get away!
Dylan, honestly,
Ramsay looks back down through the hatch at the fast-rising water and pulls the hatch shut. He turns to Dylan.
You better be right. Flood it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, everybody back up! Get back!
Dylan, you can't!
No. Come on, get back up!
Come here!
Connor, crazy!
Here we
go!
Back up!
Come here! Come here!
Dylan opens a faucet and water spews from a large pipe into the tank.
No! Over here!
Come on!
Come on!
Maggie holds onto Connor as the water begins to flood the tank. Everyone moves down the tank to the wall, which has the valve in it. Dylan climbs up to the valve. Everyone clings to the wall.
Start swimming!
Hold on, baby! Hold on!
The water rises relentlessly and everyone has to tread water to keep their heads above the surface, except for Dylan, who clings to the wall beside the valve.
Get away from me!
They swim back from the valve, frantically treading water. The giant faucet continues spewing more and more water into the tank. Gradually, the airspace shrinks away until there's only a few inches between the surface of the water and the roof of the tank. Eventually, the last inch of airspace is gone, and the party find themselves fully submerged. Beneath the water, Dylan shines his torch on the valve and bangs his hand against it, as it shows no sign of opening. Nelson, Elena, and the others look increasingly worried as the valve remains firmly closed. Suddenly, the valve opens and the water carries Dylan and the others through into the next tank. They swim to the surface and suck in lungfuls of air. Maggie shouts to Connor.
Come on!
Dylan dives down and swims to another submerged hatch. Ramsey joins Jennifer.
Where's Dylan?
Nelson nods.
Dylan! Where's Dylan? Here!
He surfaces.
Right here! Take a deep breath, gotta go through!
Oh,
take a deep breath!
Right here! Is there a way out?
I'm sure there is.
Maggie! Okay. Maggie, give it to me.
Chris.
Oh, let me take him. I
was a swimmer in high school. I tell you, I got him. Let me take him.
Chris takes Connor, then dives down and swims after Dylan, who leads the way. Maggie takes a breath and swims after the men. Behind her are Jennifer and Ramsey. Dylan swims down through a hatch and, shining his torch ahead of him, leads the way along a submerged corridor, past cables dangling in the water. Dylan stops for a moment as he assesses which way to go. A dead body lies in the water up ahead. Chris and Connor join him and spot a sign for some stairs. They swim on towards it, Maggie and Jennifer following just behind them. They break the surface in the stairwell and gulp in lungfuls of air, then clamber out onto a landing. Ramsey rounds the corner to the stairwell, followed by Nelson. Bringing up the rear is Elena. As she swims, her dress gets caught by the loose cables dangling in the water. She struggles to free herself. Nelson turns around and sees Elena is no longer behind him. He begins to swim back. Elena bangs her head as she struggles, knocking herself out and cutting her scalp at the same time. Blood pours into the water. Nelson swims around the corner and finds her unconscious. In the stairwell...
Where's Nelson and Elena?
They were right behind me.
Dylan, Ramsey and Chris dive back into the water. Nelson has freed Elena and is bringing her back towards the stairwell when he meets the others coming the other way. Jennifer, Maggie and Connor huddle together on the landing, as Nelson breaks the surface in the stairwell. They help him out as Ramsay surfaces with Elena. Chris and Dylan bring up the rear. Ramsay lifts Elena out of the water onto the landing. Jennifer watches anxiously as Ramsay gives Elena mouth-to-mouth and heart massage. Elena doesn't respond.
Come on, breathe.
Dylan looks angst-ridden as Ramsay continues to pound away at her chest. Connor begins to cry. Ramsay gives Elena mouth-to-mouth again, but by now her skin has turned a deathly shade of blue. Ramsay gives up exhausted and flops to one side. Nelson crawls over to Elena. Maggie hugs Connor, and Jennifer holds Chris. Dylan sobs as Nelson caresses Elena. He smooths her hair, and Connor replaces her crucifix necklace around her neck. Dylan gets to his feet and leans morosely against the wall. Ramsay gets up and looks at him, then turns to the others.
Come on, everybody.
They move on, leaving Elena on the landing. The fast-rising water begins to cover her. The party make their way up the inverted staircase, Ramsay leading the way. As they walk, Jennifer turns to Chris.
Nope.
A somber-looking Dylan brings up the rear of the group. Somewhere on board the ship, a ballast tank valve bursts open and water floods into the next tank. A dial shows that ballast tank number 3 is filling up. Outside, the upturned hull of the Poseidon starts to sink in the water towards the stern. Ramsay gets to a door and pulls it open. The room beyond is cluttered with debris.
We've got a hallway here.
He steps inside and shines his torch around.
Come on, there he is.
Nelson lifts Connor inside.
Here.
Ramsay starts to clear a way through the debris.
Go back to Dylan.
Hang on a second. Wait.
What is it?
Hey, shh.
It's a rescue!
Hello!
Ramsay breaks through the debris and finds a telephone clonking against the wall.
It's nothing.
Ramsay pushes some more rubbish out of his way and steps forward. He looks around and finds himself in a long corridor lit by overhead lights, which are now on the floor. Water leaks from above. Nelson and the others scramble through the debris after him. Further up the corridor, bodies of dead crewmen lie strewn about. Their faces all have burns.
Flash fire. Superheats the air. Burns the lungs like rice paper.
Maggie looks appalled.
Down here.
Dylan illuminates another plan of the ship on a wall. He wipes off some grime. The others join him.
What do you got?
Down this corridor is the bow of the ship, right? There's an access hatch right there that puts us into the bow thruster room. We get into the propeller tubes, and the only thing between us and the outside is nothing.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. That's our way out.
Elsewhere in the ship, another ballast tank valve blows open, and the next tank begins to flood. The escape party run up the corridor, straddling the emergency lighting. Ramsay leads the way. Up ahead, they find the corridor is underwater. Ramsay pulls Connor up as he slipped over. A corpse floats in the water ahead of them.
Valve's underwater.
What does that mean?
The thrusters are under there.
How far? Maybe we can swim.
No, it's too far.
There's
something else we can do, right? What do you think?
Hey.
Dylan stares at the water as if in a trance.
All right, we gotta get back up to high ground. We're gonna find another way out of here. Break into twos. Everybody start looking for an emergency exit. Any exit. Let's go.
Ramsay shoots a look at Dylan, then heads off with the others, except for Maggie and Connor. She steps up to Dylan, who stares transfixed at the water. She tries to take his hand away, but his arm drops limply by his side. As she ushers Connor away back up the corridor, Dylan keeps staring at the water. Down below, another ballast tank valve blows, flooding the next tank. A warning light on an instrument panel flashes. On the surface, the stern of the Poseidon begins to sink lower into the water. Dylan rejoins the group.
Nothing. There's just no way out.
Under the water, a series of explosions rip through the ship. Stuck in the ship's hull, the escape party take a break as they have nowhere left to go. Ramsay puts his torch down, then gets up and goes over to Dylan, who's standing by a wall, looking down despondently.
You know, there's nothing fair about who lives and dies. You gave Elaine a chance. You gave everybody a chance. You did great.
Ramsay nods in affirmation, then walks away. Water continues to pour into the ballast tank. An instrument dial shows how it is rapidly filling up. As it does so, the bow of the Poseidon lurches up out of the sea, exposing the bow thrusters. A series of small explosions erupt in the engine room. In the corridor, Ramsay and Dylan look around.
What is that?
Oh my God, not again!
Maggie goes off to look for him. More serious explosions begin to rip through the engine room, filling the air with smoke and flames. Dylan and Ramsay listen with increasing alarm. The explosions become ever more violent, sending a raging fireball through the engine room. Under the water, the explosions rip up through the deck of the ship, while the hull is propelled further up out of the water. Inside, the escape party are thrown about as the ship's bow rises into the air and the stern sinks below the waves. As the ship tips further onto its stern, a tidal wave of water and debris sweeps down the corridor, catching Maggie by surprise. Despite an attempt by Dylan to catch her, she's swept off her feet by the wave and carried away. Nelson and Ramsay cling to a pillar and watch the raging torrent rush by. Once it's passed, everyone gets up and begins looking for Maggie in the wreckage left behind. Ramsay looks up the corridor and realizes the route to the bow is now clear.
Come on, let's go! Come on, we can get out now!
They hurry up the corridor. Ramsay stops and looks back. He sees Dylan is staying behind. Dylan heads off to look for Maggie. Ramsay runs on after the others.
Maggie! Maggie! Maggie!
He finds her picking herself up out of the debris and water.
Maggie! Are you hurt? Are you hurt? Huh? Are you okay?
Connor!
Maggie, we'll find it! Come on! Come on!
Up in the bow, Ramsay opens a hatch to a narrow tunnel and climbs up a ladder within it. The others follow behind him. They emerge into the bow thruster room, which is chaotic, with small fires, water, and short-circuiting electrics. Ramsay shines his torch upwards.
Come on! Look for an opening!
The tube is a huge metal pipe up above them. Nelson navigates his way around the side of the tube and finds a ladder leading up to it. He starts climbing up the ladder. Ramsay, Chris, and Jennifer hear a noise.
What is that?
Nelson finds an access hatch to the tube and starts to undo it.
No, Nelson, don't!
The hatch flies open with huge force, smacking him in the face, and he falls from the gantry he's on. The others attend to him. Nelson is unconscious and his face is bloody. Ramsay shines his torch up at the open hatch. Inside the propeller tube, propeller rotors spin at high speed. Outside, the bow of the ship begins to sink lower in the water. Dylan and Maggie search for Connor.
Connor!
They hear him up ahead. Ramsay finds a technical diagram of the propeller tube and studies it.
Chris, come here! You gotta hurry, the water's rising fast! I wanna show you something. Here. Here. Take a look at this.
He takes the diagram over to Chris as Jennifer tends to Nelson.
Down this ladder, through about 150 feet of water. You have to get there and shut them off.
No, look, we'll grab a bunch of this junk, right? We throw it up into the props. It'll jam everything up.
Propellers are turning the wrong way. It'll just kick everything back into the room. Chris, we need to shut them off.
With Maggie and Dylan, they're shoulder deep in water. Dylan shines his torch around. He's trapped behind a grill. Dylan and Maggie make their way over to him.
Honey, how'd you get in there?
Billy, but the water's really high.
Look at me. Dylan's here. We gotta get you out, okay?
Oh my God, he's coming under! Connor!
Oh, look at me. Stay with me, okay?
Okay, I get it.
I can't find an access hatch.
Honey, look at me. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, you can.
Dylan dives down under the water and looks for a way to get to Connor. He finds a door and tries the handle, but it won't open. In the bow thruster room, Jennifer talks to Ramsay.
We'll find another way.
You know how much I love
you. Ramsay hugs her.
Yes, but don't do this. Dad, please.
You're not gonna make it, sir. You just won't. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. It's too far. You know it. I think that I can make it. I think I could do it on one breath.
How would you get back? You'd already be out of air.
One of us has to do this, all right? It has to be the one that has the best chance of making it. And that's me. Tell me I'm wrong.
Dad!
You're not. Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris steps over to Jennifer, who's in tears.
Baby, I need you to tell me that you love me.
She shakes her head.
To hear it. It's all that matters.
Jennifer continues sobbing. Then she looks up at Chris. Chris turns to Ramsay. Ramsay's gone. The water in front of her froths. Ramsay swims fully submerged down a narrow corridor towards the bow thruster's control room. In the corridor, Dylan surfaces beside Maggie.
No, please!
Dylan dives down again.
And I am right here, okay? I'm right beside this wall, touching you. Okay?
I love you, Mom.
You have to be strong. I love you, and I am here with you, okay?
Connor is nearly out of air.
Dad!
Maggie takes a breath and ducks below the rising water. On the other side of the grill, Connor does the same. Submerged, they look at each other through the grill. Maggie mouths something to Connor, who disappears. Maggie tugs at the grill, then goes up to the surface. She takes another breath and dives down, tugging at the grill with all her might, but it won't yield. Ramsay opens the door to the control room and swims inside. He looks around and finds the thruster's emergency stop button, but is horrified to see it's broken. The button comes away in his hand. He mouths no and looks frantically for a way of shutting the thrusters down. As he prods at more buttons, he runs out of breath. He gags and swallows lungfuls of water. As he teeters on the brink of death, he sees an illuminated button saying, "Starboard." He reaches up and presses a second button beside it. It illuminates, saying, "Port," and the starboard button goes out. Ramsay's lifeless body drifts in the current. In the corridor, Maggie is weeping when Dylan surfaces behind her. She turns to look at him and sees he has Connor, alive and well, in his arms. Delighted, Maggie swims over to them. The tearful Connor hugs his mother. Then she, Connor, and Dylan hug, sobbing. In the bow thruster room, Jennifer stares morosely down at the foaming water leading to the control room. Chris comes up beside her.
Jen, listen.
She and Nelson, who's now regained consciousness, listen. The propeller rotors in the tube slow and ultimately grind to a halt. The stern of the Poseidon sinks deeper into the ocean. Dylan, Maggie, and Connor run back up the corridor, pursued by the water. The deck of the ship is disintegrating underwater. Dylan finds the hatch leading to the bow thruster room.
Okay, it's here.
He guides them towards it as another fire erupts down the corridor behind them. Dylan opens the hatch and shines the torch around the bow thruster room.
Come back! Come back!
They clamber inside, and Dylan searches amidst the water and sparks of electricity.
Dylan! Over here!
Where's Robert?
The engines are running. Control room's underwater. He wouldn't let me go. He shut him down.
How long?
Chris shakes his head solemnly, and Jennifer looks overwhelmed.
Wait! What's that?
Dylan sees the open hatch in the side of the propeller tube and clambers up towards it. Fragments of debris are sucked into the hatch like a vacuum cleaner. Dylan strains with exertion as he pokes his head through the hatch and sees that the propeller has begun turning. He lurches away from the hatch and clings onto the ladder.
Why are they still running?
Chris shines his torch up and sees debris being sucked into the hatch.
He reversed the engines! He's creating suction! And we can throw junk up into the prop!
He's a genius!
Nelson and Jennifer cower beneath swirling debris.
The red's dead!
Dylan points down to a propane tank lying among the wreckage. Chris picks up the tank and passes it up the ladder to Dylan. Dylan holds onto the large red tank and gestures to the others below.
Get back! Get back!
Chris and the others huddle in a corner as Dylan pulls the cap off the propane tank and strains to lift the cylindrical metal container. He hurls the tank at the hatch, but it lands lengthways, wedged across the hatch by the force of the suction. Dylan hangs onto the side of the propeller tube and kicks at the tank to try and dislodge it. The sheer force of the suction keeps the tank stuck across the hatch, and Maggie calls out to him desperately. Dylan lurches away from the hatch and hangs onto the ladder. He looks helplessly down at Maggie and Connor.
I can't.
More fires erupt and water spurts through a crack in the hull around Maggie and the others. Dylan's face takes on a fresh look of determination, and Maggie screams up at him.
No!
Dylan fights to resist the force of the suction. More water gushes past Maggie. Water is now spewing into the room from every angle. Dylan clings onto the ladder and summons the resolve to launch himself towards the hatch. His fingers slip away from the ladder as he is pulled away by the suction, ending up wedged across the hatch alongside the propane tank. Dylan strains as he shoves the bottom of the tank away from the hatch edge. Finally, he pushes it clear and the tank whizzes through the hatch, straight into the blades of the propeller. The tank explodes, sending clouds of fire belching out of the ship's upturned hull. Dylan gets to his feet and shines his torch through the hatch to see the propeller buckled and immobile. The others run towards him.
Come on! Come on!
He grabs Connor's hands and pulls him onto the platform.
Come on! Stay there!
Dylan leads Connor through the hatch as the others climb up the ladder after them. Jennifer, her face racked with sorrow, stares down at the bubbling water.
Jen, come on, we gotta go. Jen, we gotta go now, come on.
Jennifer tearfully hauls herself to her feet and begins climbing the ladder. Dylan, Connor, Nelson, and Maggie are inside the propeller tube and look around the dark cylindrical tunnel. They clamber past the twisted and buckled propeller and gaze down at the ocean far below them. In tubes alongside them, two more propellers spin uselessly in the air. An inflatable life raft bobs on the water, about 50 feet away from the ship. Dylan, Maggie, Connor, Nelson, Jennifer, and Chris stare down from the opening of the tube. There's another explosion behind them.
We gotta jump.
Dylan, Maggie, and Connor leap into the ocean, and Nelson jumps in after them. Chris and Jennifer jump into the water and surface near the others.
Get to the raft!
Hold on tight, honey!
They swim past floating furniture and wreckage from the ship. Chris reaches the raft first and climbs in, then reaches out to Connor.
Here, got it.
He pulls Connor into the raft and the others climb in after him. Nelson clings to the side of the raft, and Chris and Dylan drag his exhausted body on board. Jennifer looks up in terror as the ship begins to list towards them.
Guys, move! Oh my God! Now!
They grab oars and start desperately paddling as the ship leans towards them, creating a huge wave that threatens to swallow up the raft. The ship keels over, righting itself, and the occupants of the raft manage to ride out the wave. Stern first, the Poseidon slowly begins to disappear beneath the surface of the water. Dylan, Jennifer, and Nelson stare in awe as the mighty vessel sinks below the waves like a dying beast. The surface of the water froths as the bow of the ship finally sinks beneath the water, and the Poseidon is gone. A few lights flash within the ship as it slowly descends to the bottom of the sea. On the raft, Dylan opens a survival kit and pulls out a flare pistol. He leans back and aims the gun into the air.
Ready? Flare!
He fires an orange distress flare, which shoots up into the night sky and explodes above them. Dylan, Maggie, Connor, Chris, Jennifer, and Nelson lie shivering in the raft, battered and exhausted. Jennifer snuggles up against Chris, who holds her supportively. They gaze up at the phosphorus orange ball hanging in the air above them and crackling like a firework. The flare becomes a blue spotlight on a search and rescue helicopter, which flies towards the raft with another chopper behind it. Dylan and Jennifer laugh in relief, and Maggie hugs Connor. Nelson, his face bloodied, stares up at the helicopters, then looks around at the other occupants of the raft, almost in disbelief. Dylan slumps onto his back, helpless with exhaustion and laughter. An aerial view of the hexagonal-shaped life raft bobbing on the vast expanse of inky black water. The helicopters converge on the raft and shine their spotlights onto it, forming a V-shape of bright white light. A short distance away, another boat approaches. The screen fades to black. ITFC audio description was written by John Walskill and Alan Blyton and read by Daniel Coonan. Casting by Janet Hershenson, CSA, Jane Jenkins, CSA, Michelle Lewitt Ward, CSA. Co-producers, Todd Arnau, Kimberly Miller, Chris Briggs. Unit Production Manager, Todd Arnau. Supervising Sound Editor, Wiley Stateman. Visual Effects Producer, Rhonda C. Gunner. Cast, Dylan Johns, Josh Lucas, Robert Ramsey, Kurt Russell, Maggie James, Jacinda Barrett, Richard Nelson, Richard Dreyfuss, Jennifer Ramsey, Emmy Rossum, Elena, Mia Maestro, Christian, Mike Vogel. Lucky Larry, Kevin Dillon, Valentine, Freddie Rodriguez, Connor James, Jimmy Bennett, Gloria, Stacey Ferguson, Captain Bradford, Andre Brower, Chief Officer Reynolds, Kirk B.R. Voller, Emily, Kelly McNair, First Officer Chapman, Gabriel Jarrett, John, David Reavers, Jay, Gordon Thompson, Nick, Jan Monroe, Mary, Caroline Lagerfeld, Security Officer, Jesse Hennick, Poker Dealer, Kimberly Patterson, DJ, D. Anthony Boone, Nightclub Hottie, David Dittmer, Wine Steward, Andy Deal, Passenger Number 1, Valerie Aslin, Passenger Number 2, Carrie Frymer, Passenger Number 3, Beverly Overstreet, Passenger Number 4, Vincent DePaul, Woman on Cell, Rachel van der Voed. Stunt Coordinators, Doug Coleman, Alan Robinson. Associate Producer, Barbara Huber. Supervising Art Director, Mark W. Mansbridge. Art Directors, Kevin Ishioka, Bradford Ricker. Assistant Art Directors, Luke Freeborn, Desma Murphy. Set Designers, Timothy M. Earls, Adrian Gorton, Lawrence A. Hubbs, Joshua Lusby, Stella Vacciaro, Dean Walcott, Zachary Fannin, Kevin Liu, Jared Pajawa. Storyboard Artists, Mark Messenger, Darren Denlinger, Phil Keller. Costumes designed by Erica Adele Phillips. First Assistant Director, John Woodward. Second Assistant Director, Basil Bryant Grillo. Second Assistant Directors, Mark Trappenberg, Jeff Bilger, Dan Laz Lazarovitz. Set Dressers, David R. Dunn, Kenny A. Heal, Aaron K. Carter, Steve O. Laddish, George Hess, Erin Boyd, Lisa Penaranda, Gabriella F. Ramirez, Lisa K. Sessions, On-Set Dresser, Giovanni Bianchini. Property Master, C.J. Maguire. Assistant Property Masters, Tommy Miller, Duff Miller. Prop Makers, Gustavo Ferreira, Robert M. Cole, Gilbert Draper, Vincent Fasano, Agnes Ferreira, Lynn Garrido, Philip Hartman, Walter S. Polan, Jonathan Thackeray, Michael A. Todd, Thomas Zell, Randy Crafty Reed. First Assistant Editors, Brett D. Carroll, Gershon F. Hinkson, Assistant Editor, James Durante, Visual Effects Editor, Mary E. Walter, Visual Effects Assistant Editors, Beth Yochem, Kevin Laneve. Still Photographer, Claudette Barrios, Video and Graphic Supervisor, Dean Streepeek, Video Assistant, Pedro Martinez, Key Grip, Mike Anderson, Best Boy, Malcolm Doran II, Rigging Key Grip, Donald L. Selzor, Rigging Best Boy, Jason Selzor, Chief Lighting Technician, Robert Krattiger, Assistant Chief Lighting Technician, Lonnie Gatlin, Rigging Gaffer, Dennis J. Lutens, Rigging Best Boy, Branch Marie Brunson, Sound Mixer, David M. Kelson, CAS, Boom Operator, Timothy P. Salmon, Cablemen, Daniel Brock, Jeffrey A. Humphreys. Production Associate, David Marcus. Production Coordinator, Susan Dukau. Assistant Production Coordinators, Andrew Zilch, Michael Steinbach. Location Managers, Facilities Coordinators, Michael John Meehan, Timothy Hillman. Script Supervisor, Kerry Lynn McKissick. Unit Publicist, Rob Harris. Choreographer, Miranda Garrison. Post-Production Supervisor, David E. Hall. post-production assistant, Christopher Housepian. Special effects supervisor, John R. Fraser. Special effects coordinator, Jim Schwalm. Special effects foreman, David Amborn, James G. Thomas. Second unit, director, Doug Coleman. Unit production manager, R.J. Mino. First assistant director, Rebecca Strickland. Second assistant director, Lucille Ouyang. Second assistant director, Timothy R. Price. DGA trainee, Kia Watson. Script supervisors, Dia Cantu, Brenda Lopez. Director of photography, Mark Vargo, ASC. Music, score produced by Klaus Badelt, Christopher Brooks. Arrangers, Ian Honeyman, Andrew Reher, Wolfram DeMarco, Tobias Marberger. Score recorded and mixed by Steve McLaughlin, Joel Iwataki. Orchestrations by Robert Elhai, Jeff Toyne, Brad Warnar. Synth programming, Leslie Stevens. Score conducted by William Ross. Music editors, Michael Bauer, Dick Bernstein, Philip Tallman. Soundtrack album on A&M Records. Half-Light, written by Joel Pott, Stephen Roberts, Timothy Wanstall and Kerry Willits. Performed by Athlete. Sensationelle, written by Roy Schacht. Performed by Lady. Postales, written and performed by Federico Obele. Mamacita, written by H. Sanchez, K. Parazzo, J. Norick and M. Pistel. Performed by Latin Soul Syndicate. Bailamos, written by Prince Board, Stacey Ferguson, Wayne Hector, Alan Pineda, Will Adams and George Payon Jr. Produced by Will I Am and Prince Board. Performed by Fergie. Won't Let You Fall, written by Stacey Ferguson, Will Adams, Keith Harris, Byron McWilliams and Ron Fair. Produced by Will I Am. Arranged, conducted by and vocals produced by Ron Fair. Co-produced by Ron Fair. Performed by Fergie. Be Without You, Moto Blanco vocal mix, written by Mary J. Blige, Brian Michael Cox, Jason Perry, Jonta Austin, performed by Mary J. Blige. Let's Get Loud, written by Gloria Estefan and Flavio Santander. Auld Lang Syne, produced by Ricky Miner, performed by Fergie. Corbis, this film was shot entirely in Los Angeles, California, USA. Camera and lenses by Panavision. Camera crane and dollies by Chapman Leonard Studio Equipment Incorporated. Underwater camera and lighting equipment provided by Hydroflex Incorporated. Color and prints by Technicolor. Kodak Motion Picture Products, Fujifilm Motion Picture Products, Dolby Digital in selected theaters, DTS Digital, SDDS, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound in selected theatres. Approved number 42617, Motion Picture Association of America, IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. This motion picture, copyright 2006, Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated and Virtual Studios LLC. Screenplay, copyright 2006, Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. Original score, copyright 2006, Warner Olive Music LLC. Poseidon. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.